The southern gateway to Ann Arbor off of I-94 and State Street is most notably identified by Briarwood Mall, hotels, and office buildings. But now it is being reimagined into a mixed-use neighborhood. We get a peek into how it's about to be transformed on our Ann Arbor Ypsilanti Regional Chamber of Commerce report today on Ann Arbor's talk station 1290 WLBY. I'm Lucianne Lance. Joining me is Jeff Hopman, the CEO of Oxford Companies, the real estate investment firm that manages and leases more than 2.6 million square feet in the greater Ann Arbor area. Jeff, Arbor South has been a dream of yours for a long time, I know. What is the status of this ambitious project right now?
Thank you for asking, Lucy. It's great to see you again. So Arbor South is about to have a visit with the Planning Commission. As you know, it's over 1,000 units of housing, 150 of which are affordable, 60% AMI, upper upscale hotel, which means it's kind of on an AC Marriott level, and roughly 80 or so thousand square feet of walkable retail. So it has that, as you said, mixed use. It has that kind of a downtown feel with the housing in buildings set around the 777-789 campus. We're building this on a parking lot, and we're just preparing next week actually to have an informal chat with the Planning Commission to talk about what it is we're doing and how we can all work together on it.
So where exactly, tell us about the footprint of where everything is going to go. I'm closing my eyes now and I'm trying to imagine what this could look like.
So if you're at State and Eisenhower, the landmarks there, of course, are Briarwood at the southwest corner. At the southeast corner is Wolverine Tower, that's the U of M. At the northwest corner, you have what used to be the Ann Arbor Commerce Building for us townies, mm-hmm. right? And then on the northeast corner, you have the 777 building, which has been there about 50 years. About 20 years ago, 789 Eisenhower was built next to it. Meanwhile, there's about 10 acres of parking lot to the north and about another 3 acres to the west of 777. And it's on that parking lot that we're going to build all of this housing.
Part of the concept includes everything you'd like to find in a neighborhood. It includes the possibility of a grocery store. Is that right?
So we're actually really fortunate because Briarwood is tearing down the Sears and building a Harvest Market. So they're building a full-size 50,000 plus square foot grocery store to really enhance this neighborhood. We plan to do some convenience concepts. We're still working on that. They're a little further ahead in terms of their concept. We're looking at restaurants, convenience stores, other types of entertainment. Basically, we want to create something that anyone, not just that lives there, but people in the surrounding neighborhoods, the closest one being the Georgetown neighborhood to the east, can walk or bike and have something, let's call it a downtown node. Obviously, no one can reproduce the wonderful downtown that we have. But if we can create some of those benefits here, you get a lot of cars off the road, right? A lot of stress from trying to park downtown is eliminated. If people can simply just take their kids and go for a walk over the bridge from that neighborhood right into the 777 complex.
It's interesting that Ann Arbor, a destination that so many people want to get to, whether they're going to downtown or any of the amenities in our community, the entry points to Ann Arbor don't look as inviting as you would like to have, whether you're coming in from the south or the east over by Arborland, the north side. You know, we've done very little to build up along our riverfront there, which is a beautiful swath. And I know there are ideas and changes coming towards that. Likewise for this area too. It's been more of, you know, we call it a gateway, but kind of a real let's get through it very quickly, because unless you were going to Briarwood or you had business at one of the buildings, there wasn't a lot to stop and, you know, really enjoy and say, wow, this town is really cool. You're trying to make the town really cool, aren't you, Jeff?
Well, we would like that. We would like that. Oxford has a significant investment in this neighborhood, and we think we can do better. And fortunately, we have a very progressive city council that agrees. And then they've seen the vision. The city administration staff sees the vision. And there is a lot of agreement on how we can make this area better. It, I should say, the other businesses and property owners in the area really see a vision for this, which includes we are in the process right now, just submitted to the city for a business improvement zone.
What would that be like? A business improvement zone. How would that work?
Business improvement zone is where the property owners basically agree to allow a small tax upon themselves, and then instead of that money going into the general fund, that money is then directed by the people that are in that area towards improvements in landscaping, wayfinding, signage, improving the medians, making the area just nicer. Because right now, as you said, you come off of the freeway from 94 on State Street, you're kind of like, this is Ann Arbor?
Yeah, right. You know, and that's similar to what the businesses did in downtown Ann Arbor as well.
Exactly. Ed Schaffer and Mike Martin, and that group, several years ago did a biz. Started off in the immediate Main Street area. They expanded. They did a great job of cleaning up and more flowers and just making the area snow shoveling. They did a nice job of making that area better. In our neighborhood, we're going to focus on some similar things. Like I said, more wayfinding, focusing on making sure the medians are better kept, but making it a lot more user friendly. Improving the aesthetic. This area could use quite a bit. But as you said, the real thing right now that's going to change the face of this area is TC1, the new zoning. And as people develop plans to take down old single-story buildings that aren't delivering a lot of value and build up 5-12 stories with housing, that's what's really going to change the neighborhood. That's what we're working on.
We're talking with Jeff Hopman. He is CEO of Oxford Companies, which is developing Arbor South, as they're calling it. It's in the planning stages right now. We'll get more into that and what to expect from the city of Ann Arbor. But first, let's talk a little bit, Jeff, about your partners in this. Oxford has teamed up with some pretty incredible businesses in order to make this happen. Talk about that.
So it began with our neighbors that own 789 Eisenhower. That's the Cambridge Investment Group. And they are a group out of the New York area that had formerly owned ProQuest. And they sold the business, kept the building, and wanted to continue on with us as partners. So together we owned all of the acreage. And then after a couple of years of looking for a developer with a similar vision and a similar culture, we found, and this was looking all across the country, really, almost right in our backyard, just to the south, we found Crawford Hoyne. And Crawford Hoyne has done several developments in the Ohio area. The one most notably is Bridge Park. Bridge Park it's kind of a downtown, if you could reinvent a downtown. They have very carefully curated the development of this, which is now about 20 acres developed, and they probably have about a $700-800 million investment. They're about 2/3 of the way through with their grand plans, and it's literally become a if you build it, they will come. They've done such an incredible job, and we've shared what they've done with, again, a lot of the city officials, people in the area, and anyone who looks at it just gets excited by the mixed use nature of housing incorporated with retail. I mean, people go there because you don't need a car. You can walk to work, you can walk to your apartment, you can walk to a restaurant, everything's right there. And that's what we hope to do here.
So this is going where there's parking currently. What happens to that parking for the other businesses?
So we're going to, and this is the key to TC1. The only way to make TC1 work is to incorporate parking structures. If you want to build a downtown, think of it that way. We can't have our downtown right now without the parking structures that we have.
Mm-hmm.
Granted, they're not in as heavy a use as they were pre-COVID because we haven't seen everyone come back to the office yet, but you still really could not just simply replace those parking decks with single surface lots. Same thing happens in TC1. So we are working on parking structures that will take basically the place of all of the big open lots. They're gonna be much more compact,
mm-hmm.
much better use of space. And the other nice thing is we don't need a one for one. Our parking ratio is actually gonna be pretty much the lowest of anything outside of the downtown, because of the fact that there's a balance between offices day use, apartments are typically night use. So we don't need to have enough parking for the office space plus enough parking for the apartments. There's actually a synergism there that allows us to have a much lower number of parking spots and still accommodate everyone that needs parking.
The buzzword in Ann Arbor these days is affordable housing. And it's always the conundrum of how we can make it happen. Arbor South is incorporating both market rate housing and affordable housing. How are you able to construct that?
So the affordable housing, and I gotta be honest with you, Lucy, and I don't like calling it affordable housing, because the truth is, this is housing that a lot of the people that work right here in my office qualify for. It does it meet their economic needs? Yes. Is there anything wrong with it? You know, it's like that's a perception people get, right? Of oh, it's affordable. No, it's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the kind of housing that it would make anyone happy to live in. Remember, with affordable, it's based on 60% of the area median income, which in Ann Arbor is nearly $110,000. You're talking about people that are making $60,000 or $70,000 a year. The housing that we're working on is going to have about a single building, okay, integrated with the other buildings. And it's going to have about 150 to 170 units. We're still working out the number of floors. And it's in partnership with the Housing Commission. And it's really the best way we've seen so far to do something like this is to, there are many programs out there to cover the costs of delivering lower rent, because right now it's hard to deliver apartments even at market rate because construction costs are so high. But this will this partnership will basically maintain this property as an affordable alternative for housing for at least the next 30 to potentially 50 years for the Ann Arbor area.
So financially then, are you getting federal dollars, you know, infused into this to help make this happen?
Well, part of the trick is that we are actually trying to keep this entirely local. That's where the partnership comes from. We're still working through the mechanics of it, but the gist of it is that trying to stay away from state and federal grants means we also don't have to go through the state and federal headaches.
Mm-hmm.
Which our understanding is significant. So we think that there's a formula, and again, the TC1 land helps a lot, but there's a formula that we can work through with the Housing Commission that's gonna make it so that we could basically deliver a lower price per door for housing than anything currently going on in the Ann Arbor area.
Wow, Jeff Hopman with us, CEO of Oxford Companies, talking about Arbor South. Besides this project near the 777 building, your building, are there other things going on in that area that also are taking advantage of this new ruling by City Council in order to allow these kinds of projects to happen?
In this area, State and Eisenhower will be the first TC1 project. We're not aware of any others that are coming online. We are looking to the future. Some of our office buildings to eventually, and this is going to be a few years down the road, but eventually take them down and replace them with more of a similar product, but more housing oriented.
Interesting. And Do you already have restaurants buying into this? You talked about, you know, this being really a focal point for a neighborhood and hopefully where people can enjoy all the amenities right in the area without having to drive anywhere. So who's bought into this already with you?
Well, I can't tell any names just yet, but it's still a little early. But we actually have just begun talking to restaurants. That process is just beginning. Again, see, we're not going to be ready for occupancy until probably late 2026.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little early, but we're getting a really good response from the restaurants that we've been talking to, both local and our friends in the Dublin, Ohio, is where Bridge Park is, and they're working with the tenants that are currently their tenants in Dublin, Ohio. They're trying to bring them to Ann Arbor, so it's kind of a friendly competition. I don't know if I mentioned this earlier, but Dublin, Ohio is a suburb of Columbus.
Yes.
And this has been a really nice experience because it turns out there are really some nice people in Columbus. And so there's a great cultural fit with these guys. You really like them. And like now we kind of, instead of football, I think the friendly competition is see who the best, who can get the best retail tenants in here.
Sounds like we need a road trip to Bridge Park to really determine what could come in Ann Arbor by 2026. So City of Ann Arbor Planning Commission, you mentioned that you are going before it. So what are you expecting in the next few months with this and so approvals that you need?
This is an initial, just very informal kind of show them what we have in mind kind of meeting. This is definitely not an approval of any kind. I think we're probably a good 6 months from that. But, we're always looking for their feedback. This is the largest project ever done in the city.
Really?
So, yeah. This is...
You said 1,000 units of housing.
Yeah, I think there's somewhere around 1.2 million square feet. Maybe a little bit more than that. I mean, Briarwood's 1 million square feet.
Wow.
So there's a lot here. Plus, we already have 500,000 square feet on the site. So this is going to be... in a lot of ways, denser than a lot of our current downtown. And so it's new, right? Conceptually, very new. And we want to make sure that we're listening to the Planning Commission and hearing their thoughts and making sure that we're incorporating what they believe needs to be seen here in Ann Arbor.
All right. I looked up Bridge Park, and I'm perusing the dining available. Cap City Diner, Fukuru Ramen, Local Cantina, The Avenue, Sweetwaters. They have a Sweetwaters, which, of course, is here. And Urban's Pint House, Frank and Carl's, The Pearl, Kitchen Social. Just giving people a little teaser there. So I'm going to delve into that.
We're not going to allow an Urban's Pint House, though. I don't think up here. That's Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
I got to put my foot down.
You're good.
These guys are really good at what they do. It's nothing but impressive.
Jeff, always great to get an update from you. You're an incredible person, and I know how much you love Ann Arbor and the work that you're doing here. We'll be watching, and I'm looking forward to a further update as things move along. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Great to see you.
You too. Jeff Hopman, CEO of Oxford Companies, talking about Arbor South. On our A2Y Chamber report, for information about the Chamber, you can go online to a2ychamber.org. Again, that's a2ychamber.org. And for more information about this project, Jeff, what's your website where people can check out your plans?
There's probably links through both oxfordcompanies.com, and we have an Arbor South website that is just being launched. Anyone that would like more information, I say go to the Oxford Companies website.
All right. And I see arbor-south.com, and there are renderings on there for people to take a look at. arbor-south.com. Our thanks to Jeff Hopman with Oxford Companies. I'm Lucy Ann Lance. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.